Hello, and a warm welcome from me, Steve Ashley, to the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes, today featuring music first heard in 1926. No theme, though, as I've much to cover and some difficult choices to make, being as the year was full of great songs. Today's opener is Barcelona, written by a British composer, Tolchard Evans. Ron Road and the March Barcelona, recorded on the Wurlitzer in the Byrd Theatre, Richmond, Virginia, for a CD released in 1989 by the Virginia Theatre Organ Society. I've played many songs by the team of De Silva, Brown and Henderson on these shows, and especially on this 1920s music series, and I have two more coming up. The first is It All Depends on You, actually composed for a 1925 show, Big Boy, but not copyrighted until the following year. Eddie Osborne taped this gently swinging arrangement on the Wurlitzer in the Replica Studio in Des Moines, Illinois. Thank you. remembered by many for the single by Elvis Presley and the Jordanaires, which rocketed to number one in the UK in 1961. That was Are You Lonesome Tonight from a Lynn Larson LP of 1984, featuring the Wurlitzer in Colorado State University in Fort Collins. That instrument was originally installed in the Piccadilly Theatre in Rochester, New York in 1927. My second De Silva, Brown & Henderson selection is one of the most popular on theatre pipes, The Birth of the Blues. The song was written for the 1926 edition of George White's Scandals, a rival review of Florence Ziegfeld's Follies. This is a newcomer to Hot Pipes, Glenn Howe, with a spirited arrangement on the Page Wurlitzer Hybrid in the Marietta Theatre, Marietta, Georgia, dating from 1980. Glenn Howe and The Birth of the Blues. Taking the tempo down for one of the best-known waltzes to emerge from the 1920s, Charmaine was composed by Erno Rappi, who also gave us Diane and Angela Mia. As you would imagine, it's also a favourite on theatre pipes, although not in the same league as The Birth of the Blues. Here's former ABC musical director Joseph Seal and the Wurlitzer in the Musical Museum, Brentford.
Thank you.
That ABC Regal Kingston-upon-Thames Wurlitzer was transplanted into the original church premises of the Musical Museum, a cold, damp and unwelcoming building in winter, but with the advantage of the big acoustic. Thankfully, the museum and its Wurlitzer is now located just up the street in purpose-built premises. I do love a good novelty song, and they don't come much better than the Dickie Bird Hop, composed by two British songwriters, Leslie Cerony and Ronald Gourley, in 1926. Phil Kelsall recorded this track on one of his first recording sessions in the Tower Ballroom in 1989. The Dickie Bird Hop, notably recorded by Gracie Fields in 1938, but there played by Phil Kelsall on the Tower Ballroom Wurlitzer. In a Little Spanish Town is a favourite cha-cha-cha with many dancers, which started in the 1950s with bands such as Perez Prado and Xavier Cugat. But the original was written as a waltz and recorded in that tempo by bands such as Paul Whiteman and Ben Selvin. This Wurlitzer arrangement by Jesse Crawford, assisted by Carson Robison on guitar and whistling, dates from 1927. Thank you. much as I love the cha-cha-cha, it's refreshing to hear that song played in its original tempo, albeit with some rather weak whistling. Taking the tempo back to the Roaring Twenties, here's Jonas Norwell with a short track of Babyface on the Wurlitzer in the Paramount Theatre, Portland, Oregon. Babyface debuted in 1926, but was featured in a 1929 Florence Ziegfeld film, Glorifying the American Girl, starring Eddie Cantor, Helen Morgan, Rudy Valley, and even with an appearance by Irving Berlin. I have two selections to close today's show, both from the Otto Harbach, Oscar Hammerstein II, and Sigmund Romberg operetta, The Desert Song, which was inspired by the 1925 uprising of the Rifs, a group of Moroccan fighters against French colonial rule. The first track is One Alone, taken from a shellac disc of Don Baker playing the Paramount New York Wurlitzer, followed by the Riff Song with Chris Elliott and the Wurlitzer in the Plummer Auditorium, Fullerton, California. Thank you. Well, the riff song closes today's brief journey back to the music of 1926. Next time, which you may have already guessed, I'll be featuring the music of 1927. Until then, it's goodbye from Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes.